As I pull into the parking lot of the VFW hall in Tipton, Tim Millott is already out of his truck and extending his hand. I'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who's more enthusiastic about what Home Base Iowa will mean to hundreds of veterans across the state.
Well, for me, it takes the state tax off of my retirement. But what another thing it does is it gives me the homestead credit also. But the pride of being a veteran, that's the biggest part.
Millott is a retired Army Chief Warrant Officer. So as he mentioned, his military pension is now free of Iowa taxes, and a portion of his property taxes are forgiven. As happy as that makes him, he says he's frustrated that Iowa is one of the last states in the Midwest to have such a program.
What did take them so long? They're 10 years behind, and I couldn't believe it took them so long to realize, hey, this is the right thing to do, and then they finally do it. I say hooray. It's better late than never, and if you just look at the small communities, they're just slowly losing people, and maybe this will help keep them here.
Staying in Iowa is exactly what 35-year-old Kanan Mackey of Grinnell will be able to do now that she's enrolled in the program. Mackey's husband, Matt, was killed in an accident while he was on active duty. She's a widow with five children.
This is a huge deal for my family. 100% tax exemption is almost $3,000 in my pocket a year. That I don't currently have, and having five kids, that's a huge amount for people like me.
Mackey says she's fortunate that her benefits coordinator reached out to her quickly after the legislation was approved, because the deadline to apply was July 1st.
Unless you have access to those records, it takes a while to actually get these papers in. So a lot of people, even if they did know about it, might not even have been able to have time to get the paperwork in time.
Helping process the paperwork and making veterans aware of what's available is what 68-year-old Ed McDermott of Sebula does as part of his duties for Jackson County. McDermott is a Vietnam vet, having served as a Navy Seabee. His exposure to Agent Orange and health-related problems qualifies him for a 100% disability. He says he's encouraged by a provision of Home Base Iowa that gives preferred status to vets applying for work.
These folks want to fit into society the worst way and without being made a spectacle of. And that's where we need to take a step back and take a look at this person, and not literally, but I mean take a second look at the applications and so forth, and say to themselves, what can this individual, what can this veteran do for me?
McDermott says the benefits are good as far as they go, but he and others have called for assistance to those whose wounds are not visible.
Some of them come back a lot worse shape than I am, and a lot of us due to PTSD. It's very traumatic for the person, and yeah, we could expand that for counseling for those folks. There's maybe a whole gamut of things that we should look deeper into. Take this Home Base Iowa Act a step further.
24-year-old Matthew Barr of Ames lived in his car before he joined the military. He says when his tour in Iraq ended, he was homeless again, but in a different way, because he and his wife had to live with his parents. He says he struggled to find a job because, having supervised other soldiers, he was overqualified for most entry-level positions.
Because it would help us better, you know, integrate into the world back into civilian life, because some of us, you know, we go in for several years at a time, and we come out and we're in one mindset, and we're just looking for a job where, you know, we can keep our head down, stay out of trouble, and just make some money to get by.
Barr and his wife have found a place to live, and he's now taking advantage of another Home Base Iowa provision, which allows soldiers to get college credit for their areas of expertise. Barr says he still has trouble trying to decide exactly what he wants to do and has switched his major at Iowa State three times. He says what got him off the street and into the military in the first place was realizing assistance is available. And he says that can be applied to Home Base Iowa as well.
You were at this status before, and now you're at this status, but you don't want to, you know, bite your lip and just say, okay, I need help. And I feel that the hardest part of this whole situation is asking for help.
During the last 4 minutes or so, we've heard from a retiree, a widow, a disabled vet, and Barr, who was once homeless. Another large component of Home Base Iowa involves communities and employers. So far, two counties, Greene and Howard, have been designated as destinations for veterans hoping to find a stable job and a welcome place to live. As of last week, 210 Home Base Iowa hires have been recorded by Iowa Business Council companies. Those are the state's largest. This does not include what may be happening at private companies. In a few weeks, I'll visit with some of the employers who are encouraging vets to work for them, and hopefully I'll be able to talk to some veterans who've made the choice to relocate and make Iowa their home base. In Cedar Falls, I'm Pat Blank, Iowa Public Radio News.